Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Friday, September 6th, 2024. This morning, we're checking in with Lemoyne, site of a resource fair coming up today, and you are all invited.
My name is Joe Cooper, and I'm the chair of the Lemoyne Committee on Aging. I'm also a member of the select board in Lemoyne. The Lemoyne Committee on Aging is a new town committee that is focused on helping people of all ages to connect with one another and continue to live in Lemoyne as long as possible, as long as they wish. We are hosting a resource fair from 10 to 2. It's at the Lemoyne Grange. This is an event that will be focused on not only services that are available for older people, but also community groups and what they're doing, because there's a lot of interest in just connecting with other people. If you're new in town, you might want to just learn what's going on with different groups, or you may have a family member who is in need of certain services, caregiver support. There's a lot of different groups that will be there, including Eastern Agency on Aging, several Lemoyne committees, the Beth Wright Cancer Resource Center, Friends in Action, lots of different groups that provide various kinds of services. And it will give people an opportunity not only to learn about some of the services, but to see where their interests are if they are interested in getting more involved and being a volunteer. Again, it's from 10 o'clock until 2 o'clock at the Lemoyne Grange, which is right at the Lemoyne corner just before the Lemoyne Baptist Church, the Lemoyne Fire Station, and the Lemoyne Consolidated School. It's absolutely free. We'll have refreshments, and it's a great way to come and meet people and very relaxed. So we hope to see you there.
That was Joe Cooper, chair of the Lemoyne Committee on Aging. The resource fair today is from 10 to 2 at the Grange, and you can find more information at lemoyne-me.gov. Taking a quick look at the news in Maine 100 years ago today, on September 6, 1924, newspapers across the state carried large, bold, all-caps headlines reporting on Maine's new connection to aviation history. A group of Army Corps pilots captured the country's attention with their attempt to complete the first around-the-world flight. They were scheduled to end their journey in Boston that day, where a big celebration was planned, and an estimated 40,000 people were lining the streets near the airport for miles. Thousands had also gathered at the Eastern and Western proms and on rooftops in Portland, hoping to catch a glimpse of the planes as they flew over. But on the last leg of the flight from Nova Scotia to Boston, they ran into thick fog off the coast of Maine and were forced to make an emergency landing. Cottagers, as the newspapers called them, were quite surprised when the planes landed at Mere Point near Harpswell. Sam E. Connor for the Lewiston Sun Journal wrote, "From a modest, obscure, exclusive, and to the rest of the world unknown summer resort colony, Mere Point today is of international importance." The folks at Mere Point fed the pilots lobsters and clams and put them up for the night, and they were able to continue on to Boston the next day. If you happen to be passing through Mere Point, which is unlikely unless you do it intentionally, you may see a marker that the governor had placed there the following year. It reads in part, "On the shore of Mere Point, Casco Bay, Maine, 200 feet west of this spot, on September 5th, 1924, the U.S. Army round-the-world aviators, after starting westward from Seattle, Washington, on April 6th, 1924, made their first landing on the soil of the United States. To this point, they covered a distance of 22,369 miles in 153 days, actual flying time, 300 hours. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend, and I'll see you on Monday.